terrible.
It's the shit that's in this film. Where I'm not saying that to be puns or shit. They actually say shit like that in this movie, and we're talking about Power Rangers. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. And this is Throwback Tuesday episode. What was it? 17, 18,
17.
17. I am your host, Phenomenal, on MoviesSoilsPodcast.com, of course.
Z, the fan critic.com.
I like how you pause. You go like, Z.
I'm going to put TheFanCritic.com.
I want you to put DZ.
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 Okay.
Roots your body, you maggot. That's the only thing missing from this movie is maggot.
Yeah, people are in for a treat today.
Yeah, exactly, because man, on my quest to ever be so lovely and different on this show, I picked Power Rangers the movie.
And that's like the third straight like karate type movie you've done.
I know. You consider this karate?
Martial arts. This is karate you can get at the mall.
I was about to say that. This is a karate mall. In those old school malls, like those walk-through malls and shit that they have. Little shopping center malls or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, because didn't it show, wasn't that dojo they used to go to, wasn't that in a mall or something like that?
It wasn't like in a food, like a juice place.
Yeah, it was in a juice place. Because nothing goes, oh, and that place was doing good business too. Juice and jujitsu. Nothing goes better, I guess.
Yep.
That place was booming in business too. It was always crowded.
And they didn't show it this time.
With these fucking students in here who has all the money in the world. Didn't they show it at the end that they were outside of it, though?
I don't know if that was the same place, but it was
that
outside.
That fat guy was working there or whatever, and that was the fat guy that owned the juice store.
Oh, okay, okay.
Maybe it was like the outside patio area or whatever, because they looked like they was on a balcony or something.
I really hate you for making me watch this movie.
Kids today. I love it. He tells me, he's like, I'm watching the movie. 2 minutes later, I hate this fucking movie. I was like, Jay, it's been 2 minutes.
Because
Hey, don't blame me. Blame the fans. They voted for it.
I know. I'm like Teenage Mutant Turtles. I grew up on that shit. But
everybody grew up on Power Rangers Teenage Mutant. They were on the same campiness or corniness.
Turtles came out first.
Remember when Turtles merged with Power Rangers in that one episode once?
No.
Oh my god, it was cool.
Are you making this up?
I'm not making it up at all. You can look it up if you like.
This sounds stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid. It was Power Rangers in Space. Ninja Turtles.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It was the Ninja Turtles were under mind control by the villain, and they fought the Power Rangers until they became good guys, and they teamed up in the most corniest shit I've ever seen.
The only good thing about this movie is that Lord Zedd was my favorite, and he's still the shit.
The only good thing about this movie is that Kimberly's still wearing those pink tight ass huggers.
Okay, here's a question. People know the Power Rangers. Obviously, Angel Grove has gone through like 42 seasons of fucking being destroyed.
Yeah, it's damn near Gotham at this point. Okay. It's near Gotham City at this point.
Okay, and then they know the Power Rangers, they know the colors. They see these kids wearing the same clothes, the same colors all the time. They don't put two and two together.
You would not believe how many times people didn't ask me that question. I mean, every critic I've ever heard review this movie is like, how come people don't know these fucking people in the park? It's like, how many Rangers are there? Five. How many times these unknown kids out of nowhere just started hanging out with each other? I mean, it's like putting two, and they wear the same fucking colors as the goddamn Rangers.
And where are they? Like that little stupid kid, that stupid kid story, in the movie.
Man.
Yeah, and he's like, he goes to the kid when they were eating at the end. He goes up to him and goes, "I want to be like the Silver Ranger." And he goes, "Didn't he wish he said, where the fuck were you guys this whole time?"
He wanted to be like a White Ranger or some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but he should ask, where the fuck were you guys this whole time? You know, nobody, they disappear. It's like a whole superhero thing. It's stupid. I don't like it.
The funny thing about this is, okay, the Power Rangers, not the Rangers themselves, but the people inside them, they're supposed to be playing teenagers, I would assume, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be, what, 16, 17, I'm supposed to?
Yeah, I would say so.
And even though they look like adults. playing 16, 17-year-old. They're hanging around this 9-year-old kid.
they just needed a windowless van.
And, yeah, they just need that black van from the A-Team, whatever, with Mr. T or whatever. And he doesn't, like, nobody questions, like, wow, this kid looks up to you guys like you're adults in a matter. Or how about this? This kid, like, never sees you guys in school because you're always doing adult activities for schools and shit like that. I don't
And why, I can, even going back to the TV series, why is it that all five of them are, like, experts at everything they do? In the very beginning, they're skydiving, and obviously all five of them laying on the bullseye. They're all perfect at everything they do.
Because, man, you don't get the legend of power because that floating head, their god, that's what I'm going to call them, their god, Zordon, and the robot, he merged together to find the five best and brightest students that he could find to do this, whatever. First of all, I'm going to tell you this right now. If a god like that was alive, because that's what I'm going to call Zordon, he's pretty much a god. He's giving people powers, okay? That's a god. Okay. Gives them life. If a god like that came around and I remember the first episode of Power Rangers. I remember his exact words. He said, I need teenagers. No god would go to teenagers to be the last hope of humanity.
No.
It just doesn't go that way.
It doesn't.
It's like they're irresponsible. They're loud, clumsy. They're douchebags. Right? They're not responsible at all. Whatever. It's like, who? Okay, that's our last hope to save the world from destruction, supposedly, whatever. So let's get five young people who already have school responsibilities so they can just easily sneak out of class to turn into some superpowered costume hero to go fight a villain that's destroying the town. They must have failed a lot of classes.
I would say so.
Oh, my God. But what was the synopsis here, man?
Oh, my God. I don't want to.
Okay, you want me to do it?
Do it.
Okay. I'm actually looking it up because I'm curious to see what they say because it's funny. But I'll give you one right now. Whatever. I know one personally I can give up. Okay, so Power Rangers, what is it? Adam, Tommy, Kimberly, is Aisha or Tanya? I forgot.
Aisha.
Aisha, Billy.
Rocky.
And Rocky, okay, and Rocky, I'm missing, okay, so, yeah.
Who names your kid Rocky?
Yeah, they're together again, I don't know why, but apparently this evil has come back to Earth because of Zed and Rita. They've released back this evil that apparently Zordon had locked away years ago with his version of the Power Rangers back then. They release him, he takes over their station or whatever, and he's bringing destruction back. He wants to destroy Zordon, he goes to Zordon, blows up his area. Everybody knows Zordon is what gave Power Rangers their power, so, you know. Obviously, if he's dying, then their powers would be dying as well, whatever. He sends them on a quest to go retrieve new powers from this mystical planet. Because that's what it was, a planet.
I had a Lord of the Rings vibe watching that shit.
I didn't even. Yes. So he sends them to this planet with, oh, mind you, they only had enough power to send them back now to a planet where everyone has gone to get this power, but nobody has ever come back. Ooh. But these five kids are perfect at doing it, so they'll do it. So they meet this woman who's an owl.
Who is hot.
Yeah, exactly, and she's an owl for some reason. I don't know why, but I hope she was fucking, because I thought she was going to fuck Tommy, to be honest, or whatever, the way she kept, like, doing on him. And she, I was like, hey, Tommy, I know Kimberly was getting a little jealous. I was like, well, you know, hey, either one, I'll fuck either one. So she sends them on a quest. They go to a jungle. They got these little ninja costumes now, which I don't, like, how is that supposed to fucking help? I don't understand.
Like, it doesn't.
It's just a change of clothes. She gives them a change of clothes, pretty much, whatever, and gives them a medallion in the center of it and says, you must go to that tower to get the power, whatever. And meanwhile, while Ivan Ooze, that's his name, Ooze, he brainwashes the parents to dig up his metallic construction robots he has of, like, insects or whatever, which, how the fuck could you not know those things were parents?
And at the beginning of the movie when they're digging, and they look like they're already on a hill. That made no sense to me whatsoever.
Okay. First of all, who buried this? That's what I want to know.
Zordon?
Zordon and the former Power Rangers, I would assume, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck would they bury it? Why did they just go drop it off in the... Like, they have all this power to go to other planets and shit like this. Why did they just take that shit to another planet?
Or at least drop them, like...
In the river?
Like what they did with Megatron.
Bermuda Triangle or something like that. Go drop them where their body's going to destroy. He just dismantled them and stuck them. It's like...
Put them in the sun.
This is so stupid. So meanwhile, while they're doing that, because they're brainwashed, we have a little kid in here who Zeke brought up earlier. He's trying to figure out why the parents are conservative. He's trying to tell all the other kids they're not listening to him. He's like, oh, man, come on. I'm trying to be like the Power Rangers, man. Come on, just listen to me. I'm trying to save the world right now, whatever. Meanwhile, back in Never Neverland Ranch, the Power Rangers, they're making it to the tower. And the next thing they get their new powers. And then next thing they fight the all battles of evil. The end, pretty much.
This is so corny. I so realize why I never got into Power Rangers. It's because Kimberly does, like, they do, like, their, like, Spider-Man little... It's like watching Spider-Man, his little freaking jokes he does.
Even Spider-Man would tell you that to tone it down just a little bit.
Like, okay. When they get into their new Zords, Kimberly goes, nice stereo. I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck does that mean? What the fuck is that?
You don't even play the stereo unless you're listening to the theme music.
When the fuck would you have time to play the fucking stereo in this goddamn ride? Okay, first of all, how in the fuck does getting this new power... What is this new power? Is it just these Zords that they command? Because these new powers just look like costumes. It don't give them anything like abilities or what they can do. They're not shooting fireballs out of their goddamn hands or anything like that. It's just flamboyant costumes with helmet, with motorcycle helmets mm-hmm. on.
And they get new Zords, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That seems like the only thing of this power is just get these. But by the way, the CG and that look like shit.
It was 95.
Now, granted, low budget film. Matter of fact, this movie made a lot of money, if I'm not mistaken.
$66 million.
Yeah, exactly. I remember it made a lot of money where a lot of people was going to go see it, whatever.
But the second one bombed, though.
Yeah, the second one bombed, because that's when Power Rangers was coming to an end. When that one came, it was just like, come on. Well, at least the ones where we grew up to. It's like. The kids after me and Zia, they don't give a shit about this.
Exactly.
So, they're into their Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh shit. It's okay. But they just get these Zords or whatever that look like shit. And I swear to God, I started laughing when that yellow one, the black one of all of them too, gets in her Zord and said, time to boogie with the bear.
And the funny, when they were getting there, like, when, what's her name? When she, what's her fucking name? Drusilla. When she was giving them their names, or what animals they are, Adam, the Black Ranger's like, I'm a frog. And he looks so sad, he goes, it's because you're a prince, and you get kissed. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, first of all, the frog was the lamest animal out of all of them. At the same time, I'll sit up here and be like this. Adam, why you look so down? Oh, because I'm a frog. She should have slapped the shit out of him and said, you're a fucking Power Ranger. How many fucking kids your age has this?
point. And was he the leader?
Yeah, he's the leader. He's the White Ranger now.
Because I always thought, like, the red one was the leader in the original series.
Until Tommy came onto the scene, and they realized how popular the Green Ranger was, or whatever, when they brought him back, and he just took over the whole series, or whatever, and so he just became the leader. Because the original leader was Jason, which was the red one, and he eventually got old, and they had to kick him out.
Like I said, I told you before, like, this movie's completely racist. Because I told you in the TV show, we had, like, you know, the Black Ranger, we had the black guy and the Chinese girl.
They always have one black and one Asian person on
Yep, him. And he was the Black Ranger, and she was the Yellow Ranger, and I'm like, that's racist. And this one, they just switched the roles. Asian guy and a black girl.
Well, there was no Asian in this one, thankfully.
He was Asian, wasn't he?
Oh, that dude's not Asian. That dude's white.
Oh.
You thought he's Asian? That's fucked up. That's racist on you.
His name's Johnny Yong.
He's not Asian, dude. I actually know that guy. He's going to be like, yeah, I'm Asian. What? He's mixed with it a little bit, though. He does. I forgot what it was. Forgot. I think his mom was white and his dad was Asian or some shit like that. I forgot. Whatever. He's white. But, no, it's funny because last year at Comic-Con, I met the original Black Ranger. That dude's missing a finger, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. He's all fat and shit. And I was just like, Jesus Christ.
So he didn't live the Power Ranger life.
Exactly. Whatever. He's like, I'm living that life, whatever, you know. And this year at Long Beach Comic-Con, like, the Blue Ranger will be there and the yellow one.
Which yellow one? There's been like 6 million yellow ones.
The black yellow one.
Oh, the original? Oh, this well, for this one. From this one.
This one.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go chat it up with them real quick, whatever. Tell them I was almost a Black Ranger last year. Oh man, but no, I mean, honestly, the movie starts off with a ridiculous fight scene when the Power Rangers meet Ivan Ooze and Tommy, because Ivan Ooze is like, who are you? He's like, guess you haven't heard about us. We're the Power Rangers, and Ivan Ooze is like, ooh, where's my autograph book?
Wait, okay, he's been trapped in that little sewer for like 3,000 years, right?
I want to say 10,000, baby.
How would he know he would keep on a lingo of everything? Like, he knew when he was making the parents, he's like, do the swim. How the fuck would he know what the swim was?
You're making the same criticisms that everybody that walked into this shitty film, like, was like, how would he know that? And I'm like, those are all good points, though. Like,
and he was the corniest villain they could ever have gotten, ever.
Then what was his power? He spit some purple shit out and some eagles came out of the motherfuckers or something like that.
I know. Then he wiped them out once.
Remember when they was getting their ass kicked by these ooze things, whatever, and then they were just like, ugh, we're outnumbered. It's more for time.
Okay. If you were, because we know, in the TV series when Rita and Zed had their little claymation guys, they always got their ass kicked. When they morph and they're just standing there with their arms raised out and say, like, power of the eagle, whatever the hell they said, wouldn't you attack them while they're sitting there? They're just standing there, and when you attack them,
let's do it, guys. Right, it's morphin' time. Triceratops, Tyrannosaurus, Mastodon,
Saber-tooth tiger,
white tiger.
Pterodactyl!
Attack their ass while they're doing that shit.
My tiger! Oh my god, it's just hilarious that, like, it's like when you morph, when you see these things come or whatever. I mean, like, because obviously you're trying to conceal your identity here. I didn't think it'd be funny to weird if people just came by and saw you fighting these ooze things and you just morphed out of nowhere in the middle of that battle somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you've never seen this villain before and you find he shoots these little creatures out. Wouldn't you go in there at your best and just morph it away just so you could take care of him easily? Because if they would have did that, maybe they could have killed Ivan Ooze, and then Zordon would have never got injured like he did or whatever. So it's their fault.
When Zordon was just like a guy, when he was like on his deathbed, he looked like that. Uncle Fester.
He looked like that dude from Prometheus. He looked like a space jockey.
Is that where Ridley Scott got it from?
Yeah, man, we're finding a lot of stuff where people are getting these things from now. That bear looked like a Twilight wolf. It stood up like once. It stood up like it really was an old robotic mechanic, though, because it went...
I did think the bone skull, the bone dinosaur, looked pretty cool.
It did it? Because I was just like, yeah, that looks...
out of everything here, it looked like the best.
You know what? It did look like the best. Because at the same time, it didn't feel like somebody was in a costume, or like it wasn't some broke-down mechanical robot or something like that or whatever. Those robots look like shit.
And the Power Rangers are killers. They killed those people.
Hell yeah. Remember that last fight they had with the ninja suits or whatever? See ya, have a nice fall and shit like that.
Yeah.
Lines like that. You remember those?
Yeah, I remember that. And the Black Ranger goes, he knocks one off, and then obviously it goes in the water and it burns up for some reason. He goes, one down, three to go, and then there's four left, you know?
Okay, they're fighting rock creatures. I can understand it disintegrating in the water because it's rock, obviously, so it's going to turn to mud. But this motherfucker felt like he fell in some acid or something like that. Like, he was burning and screaming and shit. That thing was screaming or whatever. And then he says, oh yeah, what did he say before he knocked that one into the water? He was like, it's time to get toad on him or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that.
Show them what the toad is made of. I was like, okay, if they say one more goddamn corny ass line about their animals now.
And then you got the brawl with the bear.
I'm gonna show them what the bear's like. She gets her yellow ass, her black nigga ass up there. She get her little niggly baby ass up there, right? And she thinks she's doing all these kung fu kicks on it. It ain't having no effect whatsoever. And she crawls on the ground, shit like that. I was just like a monkey, huh? They should have just named her the monkey. That's what they should have done. Aisha, you will be the fierce and retarded monkey. Hey, wait a minute.
They should have. I mean, I can't. Billy's such a. He's such a, like, a nerd. They should have just. They kept saying, like, you're. Like, Kimberly was a crane because she's agile.
How?
She's only agile when she's in the suit.
The only ones that were agile is the white, red, and black one because they actually know martial arts. So they're the only ones that were, like, really doing, like, stuff. But, like, I'm sorry, but the women in here, like, the pink and yellow ranger, all they did was crawl on the ground and scream for help.
They did. And, like, when, like when Tommy was, like, on the,
The bridge?
No, when he was on the dinosaur.
Oh, okay.
And every single the camera circles around and gets every ranger. Hang on, yeah. Tommy. The same thing over and over again.
But I love, like, it looked like the Black Ranger was gonna do something because he moved for a second and he stopped and he's like.
Then he said his little corny line because he realized he pulls, like, the thing out. He goes, like, "See you later, Bonehead," or whatever.
Oh yeah, he's like, "Got you, Bonehead." I was like, "Oh my god, this movie cracks so many puns." All these fucking puns or whatever. I was like, kids don't understand this shit. They don't know what that means. It's not cool.
No.
Oh my god. Let's get back to the humans now. What did you think of that shit now?
The humans?
The subplot of that, of like the home humans being controlled and
it was kind of cool, but it lost its luster. It lost its luster really fast.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, Ivan Ooze has all this power. Why is he doing the parents? Can he just dig that shit up himself or something?
Yeah, and then he goes, "I'm tired of you. You just jump to your doom."
Why just didn't kill him?
And their funny thing was, how they're gonna jump was that hill where he came up from. Like, it was like seriously, like on like the size of a car.
That hill is something that you could take a brick down and just slide down for fun or whatever. That hill would not fucking kill you, okay? It's like. I like even in when he tells him go kill you, they still have control. Be like, fuck that, we ain't doing that shit. Oh man!
And then the whole monorail with the kids, and then okay. how in the Power Rangers know the kids were in that monorail?
I remember someone said something that because I remember someone said Tommy was like, "Oh, there's kids in that monorail," because that was when Ivan Ooze took it off or the monorail part and used it as a fucking nunchuck or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hold on. No. Okay, now we're getting into even more ridiculous territory. Whatever. So, the Rangers get back to town. Ivan Ooze has already built his thing. Zordon's dead now at this point when the Rangers arrive back in town.
Well, yeah, wouldn't they go to Zordon first?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why wouldn't you just go to Zordon first? I mean, they're talking about we need to save the town. I was like, you don't know how long this fight can last, and if you lose, Zordon will be dead, so that means no other Power Rangers can come. So I would imagine your whole mission of going to get this power was to revive Zordon, so I would imagine you go do that first and then go save this town. Now, this town, let me tell you how cheap this town was. This town was so goddamn cheap that you got two mechanical monsters rolling around here. Every time they hit a building, it was like a piece of cardboard on it. You remember, I got a perk. You remember the original Street Fighter movie?
Yeah.
You remember when E. Honda and Balrog was fighting on that little town like it was Godzilla?
Yeah.
That's what that looked like. When these two were fighting or whatever. That's what that shit looked like. It looked like the buildings wasn't even real. Like, god damn, dude. Like, the buildings. I can't, every time it destroyed, for some reason, every time they destroyed a building, it blew up.
Yep.
They knocked over a building and went. Oh my god. So the Power Rangers arrive back in town. They're like, man, look at this place. Ivan Ooze really did something here. And then they see these robots or whatever, and Ivan Ooze at the top of the building is like, oh, the Power Rangers are here or whatever. He's all worried, which I'm like, why are you worried? Didn't you just kick their ass like an hour ago? So, like, you know, you got all this power. You got all this power, and the best you could have did was bring two mechanical robots back.
Mm-hmm. One was like a praying mantis, and the other one was an ant?
A scorpion.
Scorpion? It looked like an ant to me.
He had that tail, remember?
Oh, yeah, that was just doing ooze.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, you got all this power, and the best you brought back was... Like, I love in the Power Rangers, like, these people have all these powers, and the best they could do is make a creature get bigger.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And well, how they took... And how they took... Oh, my God. This
they
movie's...
must really hate this city.
Well, Adrian Grove's been attacked, you know. Yeah, I think, how long was the series going before this movie came out?
Jesus Christ, this... I mean, I guess it...
I mean, at least they did something creative with how Ooze got destroyed instead of him just falling and blowing up like in a TV series.
Yeah, they
series.
Hit him in the balls to blow up. In
that
the
was so stupid. She uses the emergency thing that just happens to be there.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Okay, we'll get to the fight scene now, whatever. Okay, so they're like, let's call our Zords here now, whatever. And I'm just like, yeah, let's try it. And first of all, the Power Rangers are corny because, and meanwhile, while they're calling their Zords, they're doing all this posing and shit. They're fucking doing these flips and shit with their finger. They're throwing up gang signs at you and shit. Gangs were started because of the Power Rangers. They fucking throw the Bloods and Crips were started because of the Power Rangers, because they was just literally, as they were like all of them just can't call it at the same time. It's got to be like one each one of them got to get their own camera time, and they all got to do this pose, like, and it makes this sound effect in the background, like.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And I was just looking at that, I was just like, that is the cheesiest shit ever. And like the women rangers, they get on the ground and shit, they be sliding, looking like that. I'm like, you know what, two more years of that and you'll be at a strip club working there full time.
I wish Kimberly was at a strip club.
I wish all of the women in these series were or whatever, because they always have like one fine ass chick in here or whatever. You'd be like, man, I'd like to power her ranger.
It was funny when the pink ranger came with the crane and Ooze stopped her. Like, and then Goldar says, like, oh, you think she's cute, too?
Oh, yeah, because she's like, I got a lock on Ooze. I'm going to take care of him. It's like, Kimberly, you ain't did shit this whole goddamn movie. Could you stop acting like you bigger than what you are? And she gets it, and Ooze stops her or whatever, and he was just like, he said something about sending her a little cute behind. She want to bring her little cute behind over here or something. He's just like, oh, you think she's cute too? And then he just looked at him real slowly or whatever and shit. It's like, what the fuck? That's an alien creature. What would he? That's, matter of fact, it's an alien monkey. What would he know about what's cute? They stole that from Wizard of Oz, by the way.
They did. And, God.
So we get to the fight scene now where they. Okay, when Tommy saves the train.
Which was so stupid.
Okay, yeah, it's ridiculous. The Zords form as one now, because they combine together after the Yellow Ranger says boogie in with the bear and shit, because Ooze, they fucking, he takes over the Mantis and he controls that one. They were just like, oh, I guess we need more power. Let's morph together now, whatever and shit. And they combine it, and then they make that noise or whatever. The lightning strikes and they go, they're all on the little same head console now, whatever. Tommy's like, hang on, guys. I gotta go save this train full of kids or whatever. Now, the funny thing about this train scene or whatever, because the kids are going to go save their parents from falling to their death, right?
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing about this train is, as soon as they pass Tommy's little falcon thing or whatever, Tommy says, yeah, kids, go save those parents or whatever. I'm like, how the fuck did you know about that? And wouldn't you be go saving them then?
He knew because the script called for it.
But the thing is, like, it's like, why? Okay, if you know that, then why don't you go save them too then? Like,
and what did he do? He got, Ooze hit his, looked like his engine on his side, and then he vanishes. Did he just repair, does he know how to repair engines?
Who, Tommy?
Yes.
Yeah, that was funny, because he tried to save, was it when he tried to save Kimberly, or he just attacked him for no reason?
I think he said he had a shot at Ooze.
Okay, yeah, he had a shot at Ooze.
He wanted to be the hero.
And his engine went down or whatever, and, like, it was on flame. He's like, and once again, he started doing that posing shit again. He was just like, I gotta call it back real quick, whatever. And he does a little arm movements thing, and I was just like, dude, just fucking land the goddamn thing. Okay?
And then he fixes it.
So he fixes it, and as the rest of the range, they form their Zords. They're getting their ass kicked by Ivan Ooze or whatever and shit like that. There, Tommy comes out of nowhere. He's like, I'm back in the game, y'all. I'm like, what? I gotta save these kids real quick.
Did you know when he landed on top of the Zord and then he formed a part of it? He, like, his chair takes him out. He crosses his arms along his chest. And he goes down the elevator and his arms are still crossed. I'm like, is that how you control the chair?
But the funny thing is, okay, so they get their ass kicked by Ivan Ooze. I love every time that robot got hit, their little Zord or whatever, like sparks and shit was flying inside of it. Like, that didn't make any damn sense for them. Like, why is this sparking? Every time something got hit, it would spark and explode in here. But Kimberly and them are yelling, like, Tommy, where are you? We need your help. I'm just like, what can he do? He has a falcon. How does that add anything? How does that add any help? I love when that falcon landed, all of a sudden they had a strategy. Let's fly.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a pretty good strategy right there. And then Billy, the smart one, of course, because their Power Rangers are perfect. They decide, like, hey, you know that comet that was coming nearby every soon or whatever? I think today is the right exact time because the script called for it to be here. And I love it. They're going, like, damn near they're wrestling with the motherfucker or whatever. They're wrestling with Ivan Ooze and shit. They like hand to hand shit, and they're like, sparks and shit are flying inside the robot. Where I'm just like, why is sparks? They're not doing anything. And then the Yellow Rangers say, they just keep repeating lines. It's just like, we need to shake them off. We need to get them off, whatever. And the Yellow Ranger's like, she's doing that arm movement shit. She's like, I got just what he needs.
Pushes emergency button. And the emergency button is a knee to the groin. And would that really affect Ooze? He's made of ooze.
Did you see his eyes? They popped out of his head. Oh my god. Why would that be an emergency button when she controls the legs, because the bear is the leg part of the arm? It's like, why would that be an emergency? That's a knee movement. You mean to tell me this robot walks without moving his knees?
Yeah, I would say so.
No wonder it couldn't beat Ivan Ooze then. It's got some defaults wrong with it. Oh my god. Oh, and by the way, for some reason the parents get unbrainwashed and shit like that, and then they start hugging the kids like,
how did they get unbrainwashed?
I'm assuming because Ooze died, so the spell just wore off.
Okay, because I kind of wonder, because they're using a hose to help the kids push the parents back. I'm like, what?
I was like, how does that help? I thought that hose had something in it. It was like one of those like firefighter water hoses and shit like that. And I was just like, is that supposed to be like a cure or something? Like, what is that? Whatever. And they're using that to push the parents back. I'm just like, wouldn't that also make where the kids, because there's some kids pushing the parents back too. I was like, wouldn't that make their grip loose on the parents too as well?
You know what I mean?
Why don't you aim at their feet and water the ground up so they can start falling? How about that? That'd be a little bit smart, but you know, it's just me. It's just funnier when this fight scene, because after he kicks Ivan Ooze in it, once he dies, the spell wears off, and then all the parents are like, oh, come here, son, daughter, oh, I should have spent more time with you. I was just like, what the fuck? Some reason, this movie managed to sneak in family values somehow.
They did.
I'm just like, you never want to see the parents do anything else in this film other than being... I just looked up the plot synopsis right now on IMDb. You gotta read this shit. It says, after the powers have lost their supernatural power, when trying to save their leader, they need help and receive it from a beautiful female fighter getting taught the art of ninjetti.
She didn't teach them shit.
So they learned ninjetti.
Is that a real thing?
No.
So they're making up words.
Ninjetti. Oh, yeah, that's right, because they became animal ninjas.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow. Alrighty, then. Oh, and then the ending ends with the Power Rangers wearing their colors once. Oh, no, they go save Zordon, right? He died. He's dead already. And then they're like, hey, guys, if we concentrate our powers, we can probably bring him back to life. I'm like, oh, give me a fucking break. Come on.
Just let him die.
Just let him die. Because yeah, exactly. It's like, well, that robot, that gay-ass robot, by the way, he's worse than CP3O.
But yeah, he just said, aye, aye, aye.
Yeah, he's like, aye, aye, aye. Someone stuck a dick up my ass. Aye, aye, aye. C-3PO is like, oh, my. Oh. R2-D2 is like, ooh. But, he's like, yeah, Zordon died or whatever. And then, they're like, oh, put our powers together, really put our thoughts and belief in it, we can bring it back to life with the power of ninjetti, our animal instinct. I was like, you have got to be fucking kidding me. Are they just making this up as they go along?
I think they are. I don't think there's no script.
There's no... What is their powers?
And seriously, I mean, I think they're still to this day doing this. Bulk and Skull. They're still part of the franchise, aren't they?
I've seen a power. You know what? I did watch the first one of this new one they got, Megaforce, because obviously I was going to be on it, so I was going to watch it to see the character. It's funny because the character I was supposed to play is exactly like me, except PG version.
Really?
Yeah, I only saw that one episode, but I was looking at it. All he does is hits on the girls all day and on the team and shit.
Yeah.
and like all he does is like eats and hits on the girls and plays like sports and games and shit like that. And I was just like, that motherfucker.
Did you sue for likeness?
And I was like, son of a bitch. I could have did that. That ain't even a fucking practice for me. That's like real life. I would have loved to hit on that pink rain. Ranger or whatever that was.
And seriously, could she look any more sluttier than what she was wearing?
Which, who?
The Pink Ranger.
Oh, she always slutty. I always saw her slutty.
She's
like, she always wears, like, those fucking asshugger jeans, and then the yellow one always wears, like, the shirt where you can see her stomach and shit.
Yeah, the midriff type shirt.
And I'm not just saying that about these two, I'm saying that about all of them. Like, the pink and the yellow one. Like, it always goes to that route. Like, the yellow one, if it's not that, then it's the opposite. The pink one wears something where you can see her stomach or whatever, and the yellow one will wear the shorts and shit like that. Like,
there was times when it was, like, just Kimberly and Tommy. I thought, it's kind of, like, reminded me of a porno.
Yeah, well, the thing was, I was like, damn, don't nobody else in this school has a crush on nobody, whatever. It's like, what is this? What school is this? I know those teenage hormones got to be kicking in. You mean to tell me not once they thought of fucking behind Zordon's little glowing thing? Come on now.
I know.
I would have made that robot watch. I would have did it with the helmet on, too.
With the helmet on? Would you be like Tyrannosaurus?
I would have told you feel my falcon? You feel my falcon? I'd have told that yellow ranger, you're boogieing with this bear now. Yeah. I show you what the bear be like. Oh my god. And the very ending, once they save Zordon, Zordon's like, I'm very proud of you guys. You guys did an excellent job. It's like, how the fuck would you know?
And then, like, when he was first dying, Cameron was like, you're like a dad to us. I'm like, where the fuck are your real parents?
That's another thing. Your fucking real parents never get brought up in this series whatsoever. It's like, how do they have the time to do all this hero shit?
I know.
Because they never do the hero shit at night, at least in the show. They never do it at night, so I'm like, in the morning, I would assume you're supposed to be in school, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of obvious to be like, well, where's those five kids? You know, they're in the same class probably, but, like, literally, like, they're probably all in the same, they probably got the same class schedule.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, probably do. I wouldn't be surprised about it. It's like, at least with Spider-Man, like, they bring up that fact, like, Peter Parker's life is horrible because he's Spider-Man or whatever. Like, he doesn't get to go to class. They tell him about it, like, you're always late, you didn't show up, like, exhausted or whatever. Like, in here, they just like, oh, welcome, you guys. You guys are back. You made it here. All right, now. Class can start now because you five finally made it. Hey, guy, by the way, did you guys, since you were outside, did you happen to see the Power Rangers just save us? No, we must have missed that. We was in the bathroom. All together? Wow.
Oh, God. This...
And the very ending of this film is them at that little restaurant thing on the pike. And then that kid comes up, and Tommy's congratulating him, like, hey, I heard you had a little adventure yourself, man. I heard you were a hero yourself. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know that?
then the Yellow Ranger goes, I heard you're in that line to be the next Power Ranger. I'm like, you're giving that kid false hope.
Because that kid never became no Power Ranger. It's like, okay, yeah, what a way to think these... Make the people that's watching this shit, or at least the kids, believe that they could be a Power Ranger soon enough. Like, yeah, that's awesome, whatever. That's really, really.
And that kid probably committed suicide waiting for that day to be a Power Ranger.
He's probably an alcoholic now. He sits there in front of his TV with a gun in his hand, like, I'm going to stop crime one way or another, or whatever. He became their biggest villain. They should have made a movie about that. 20 years pass later, this kid becomes a villain. He's like, you guys don't remember me, huh?
Did, since you obviously watched the series and grew up on this, how'd you feel about them introducing a brand new villain for the movie and not with Rita or Lord Zedd?
I thought it was new and refreshing because, you know, like, this was released in theaters and it was a movie, and it was like picking up like where the new season started or where these new actors came in that replaced the other ones. So this was like kicking it off to where that new series was going to start in a TV show. I thought it was cool because, you know, in their series, which I don't know how many episodes it was a season, but it felt like it was a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Like TV now has like what, 7-14 episodes a season. Shit, this shit felt like it was going on for like year and shit like that, with like episode, it was an episode every damn day almost nearly or whatever. So
yeah,
it was nice to see a new villain other than that, because, you know, he's like, okay, I don't want to see the same goddamn villains I saw on a TV show. I can go home and watch that shit, you know.
Yeah, that's actually a perfect point, because I like Lord Zedd.
Yeah,
I like the way he looks. He's not corny. Like,
yeah, he kind of is. Like, his lines, at least.
Well, Rita's cornier.
at least in this movie, I don't remember the show too much or whatever. I don't remember him saying too much. I remember him just always arguing with somebody or whatever. But in this movie, they gave him some corny lines and things to do. He's like, especially when they were in that snow globe, and they're just like, my money's on the Power Rangers. Come on, Power Rangers, beat his butt. I'm just like, okay, you got it. Come on. Come on now. Zed's got his leg up in the air and shit, stomping it down. So I'm like, what the fuck? Who's doing the body movement on this person? Why would a villain be doing some shit like that?
And who was the pig?
He was also a new one for the season as well, but he was already in the TV show.
Was it? Okay. Because I was like, the pig was very pointless.
They all were pointless. Everything is pointless. Going to another planet, apparently, where they have some power there or whatever. I was like, no man has ever made it before here, but you five can do it. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's funny that when Zordon's dying on his bed, and he goes, there's no hope, and then I don't know what the robot's name was.
Alpha.
And yeah. She goes, there is one way. How Alpha says, there is one way. You go to this planet. Like, why didn't Zordon just say that instead of just, you know, waste his energy talking?
Exactly. Especially when they get there and the chick that's there, she knows who Zordon is.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Zordon's dying. She's like, why didn't you tell me whatever? I'm just like, how come Zordon didn't bring this up?
Ever.
I would imagine, like, as a Power Ranger, like, that should be day one you should learn about, like, where the power comes from and shit like that, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, he just hands on the power and go, like, go save the world now. You don't need to know anything.
Yeah, and I still, like, it's so corny. Even for a kid's movie, it's corny as all hell.
It is corny.
Like, I never seen this, even growing up, because I did not like Tommy. He really turned off the series for me.
Really?
When I was a kid.
He was the one that was bringing people into the series.
I didn't like him. I liked the main five, and he just came in as like kind of like an extra person.
And took over. He was so energetic, and they liked him or whatever. And plus, you know, it was like, oh, we finally got a martial artist on here or whatever. Because the original black guy was a dancer. Jason, who was the original Red Ranger, he was a martial arts fighter, but Tommy was better, obviously, because Tommy does that shit for a living now. Who else was on there? Billy. Of course, he wasn't a martial artist, and the women weren't either. Mm. So,
I mean, I think Karen Lee was just there because she was cute.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have somebody on there who you can be like, the boys can be like, I want to fuck her.
And she was. She played that part perfect.
Yeah, she played that part perfectly. I thought she was a little whore, too, and I like that little squeaky voice on her. I always want to put a dick in her mouth or something like that. But anyway.
I have like a feeling that it could have been like a Twilight thing. It could have been like the Red Ranger, Pink Ranger, and then White Ranger. Cause
I'm glad they didn't do that.
The Red Ranger was technically the leader before Tommy showed up.
I'm so glad they didn't do that. Because Pink Ranger and Red Ranger never had a thing for you, so thank God they never did that shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, none of the other guys on the team never had it in for nobody. Or, like, they never saw girls like, wow, I want to get with her. Like, they never had any real teenage reactions and shit. It was just, hey guys, oh, how's it going? What was that explosion? Morphin' time. Let's go.
And they always wait till like the last second to morph.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you remember the TV show when it was like the first called dinosaurs and the dinosaurs like looked like they were coming from like, you know, Colorado.
Where the fuck is them dinosaurs hiding?
And obviously you call them every episode. Do you think that land would be destroyed? But no, they just recycled footage.
The fucking Pink Ranger, her fucking thing came out of a volcano. Where the fuck is there? And it was an active volcano too. With that.
wasn't this California? Angel Grove, California?
Like, at least Angel Grove was supposed to be based on, I mean, that's not a real city, but yeah, it was supposed to be based in California. Like, where the fuck was all this shit at? Florida? Probably would have made sense for it. There's islands around Florida. Be like, yeah, okay, there's islands. Where the fuck in California? Because, like, they always showed when they called the Zords, they come in, like, each Zord was coming from a different territory and shit. The fucking Yellow Ranger, that cheetah, whatever that thing was, whatever, it would come out like out of the jungle and shit, the safari and shit. The Pink Ranger's thing would come out of a volcano. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is coming from like some mountains and shit. Like, I'm just like, where the fuck was these things hiding at here?
And they go back and they just, you know, patch up the rocks and everything.
Nobody never does a Batman and say, like, hey, we need to find out who these people are. We need to, like I love how, like, the town is just, like, at contempt. Like, oh, they're the Power Rangers. They just save us. We don't need to know who they are. We don't need to know where these Zords come from. We don't need to know none of that. They just save us. That's all we need to know.
And what, at the beginning, when Ooze is first, for his sewer, his lair or whatever, is first found by that construction workers?
Yeah.
Did that first guy die?
I don't know, actually. I would assume, yeah, in my mind, but I would assume for movie's sake, no.
Because, yeah, and dude, kids, people don't die in these kind of movies for kids.
Honestly, this is like the ultimate of ultimate kid movies. Like, I've seen movies, honestly, that were meant for kids, and they had adult themes in them or whatever, but this one, there was nothing adult about this at all.
No, the only adult thing is at the end when Tommy and Kimberly are looking at each other, and then a little kid looks over at them and goes, yeah, you're going to tap that shit.
And it's funny because, like, that kid, that was my problem, because I'm like, the kids are looking at, like, that little kid is looking at them like they're the adults and shit, and I'm like, they're only 16, though, or whatever. Where's your parents at, by the way? And why are they trying to make it feel like they're adults when, obviously, they're trying to make them be teenagers at the same time, too?
Well, they're very mature teenagers.
Oh, give me a fucking break, or whatever. And I love how this team never have any arguments or anything like
nope,
that.
Nope, they never have. Everyone's in agreement.
Everyone gets along.
Even in Avengers, they had a disagreement.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and this team is like the Avengers. They're just a bunch of kids that never knew each other before they became Power Rangers, but then all of a sudden they get together. Now they're the best of fucking friends.
Actually, that's not true. I remember the first episode. Weren't they all already friends? Except
no,
Tommy?
Only like, two of them were or whatever. Like, all of the other ones, they weren't friends with each other.
Oh, okay.
Like, Tommy, of course, wasn't friends with nobody because he just came in or whatever. Jason was, I don't think he was friends with anyone. I want to say Kimberly and Billy might have been or whatever, if I'm not mistaken. The Black Ranger and the Yellow Ranger were, which was the racist ones.
Yeah.
So, like, they all just came together. They're just like, oh, wow, hey, I never met you before, but hey, we're going to be Power Rangers, so everything we do has got to, you know, there's never no arguments or anything like that, so we're going to be good. We're going to be good like that.
Yeah, this is like the corniest movie you can ever. This is like pure 80s movie.
Man, this is worse than 80s movies.
This is like a pure Nickelodeon made-for-TV movie.
And that's exactly where the Power Rangers are at right now, on Nickelodeon. So what's that?
Oh, they're not on Fox anymore? Fox Kids? No,
they're on Nickelodeon now. Nick Jr., if I'm not mistaken.
No. Well, every episode, every series is on freaking Netflix, except the movie.
It must make a lot of fucking... I found out why, neither. It's because they never renewed their contract with Viacom.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so they can get it on the DVD version, but you can't get it on the streaming side. Now, my question is, this franchise, and I'm talking about even today, must make a shitload of money.
Still?
Obviously it does, because there's still, like, this shit has a new series, a new set of Rangers, all the fucking, if you look it up, of how many fucking Power Rangers have been, you would look at the dates, and you'd be like, damn, this shit still goes on today, and they just started that new one, earlier this year, they started the new one, or whatever, and I'm like, it's still having TV time, it never gets replaced, they're still putting out these straight-to-DVD movies and shit, like, obviously, there's an audience for this shit still, and it's still making some money somehow. Because this shit is on prime time on Nickelodeon.
It's in its 20th season.
That's pretty fucking long, to be honest, if you ask me.
That's a very long time. It's Megaforce. That's what the new one's called.
Yeah, Megaforce, yeah.
And they always go like...
And they already got a movie for that shit. Just started and already got a movie for it.
Jesus Christ.
So,
yeah.
So obviously, it's making some money somewhere. I mean, this movie alone made over 60 million. Come on now. You know, goddamn well that budget wasn't 60.
Exactly. And was this, I mean, I know this came from China or Japan. How was this, like, brought into the United States? Was it a comic book or what?
They made comics of it, but, like, more like comic strips, though. Not, like, more of the books, though. So I'm not... I honestly don't know where it came from. I thought it was more of, it was something over in Asia that wasn't that popular, but it wasn't called Power Rangers or something. Asia countries always had, like, guys in suits and shit like that, like, colorful suits like this that was doing shit, but it never was, like, mainstream like it was. Then Power Rangers came over here, whatever, because, you know, that's pretty much where we get all our cartoon ideas from. We get our anime-style format cartoons from is over there in Japan and shit like that. So we turned it into a goddamn kids TV show after school program. So
yeah. You know how many episodes were in the first season? 60.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I was like, damn.
It wasn't a weekly series. It was a daily series.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, that shit was on every day, new episode. And, like, the fucking season, it never had, like, 10 episodes. It just kept going. Never stopped. It just kept going.
Well, obviously, they're probably picking, like, no-namers, right? I mean...
38 fucking million and 28 million worldwide. So, that $66 million. Goddamn. What would you give this, Z?
a small.
Yeah.
This movie's just so corny. It's like we both agree that the CG is just, it looks so amateurish. It does. It looks. I mean, this was 20th Century Fox was the distributor. I mean, the studio wasn't anything big. It was Saban Entertainment, which I don't think is around much long. I don't think they're around anymore, are they?
They are still around, whatever. They still produce these Power Rangers shit. But Saban himself, that guy's a fucking billionaire now.
Fuck yeah. It was like the same guy who did, like, Pokemon. He's a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
We gotta think of some kid, some stupid kid thing, and make millions off of it.
Yeah, I think I got it too. It's called Black Man in Compton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll make a lot of money, right?
I think it could.
Especially if he says nigga all the time.
But small is like the great.
As much as I talk shit about it, I'm gonna get a low stream it. It is like one of those movies that like. If you just, like, got a bunch of friends over and, like, you just want to make fun of some shit or whatever, or laugh, like, on your childhood of what you used to like and watch, this is, like, the perfect film for that, then.
This could be a drinking game.
You would be fucked up by the end of the night.
Drink anytime there's any corny catchphrase.
Every time they do, like, their fist out, make that whoosh noise, and their hands are just moving around shit, you gotta take a drink.
I know, that was, oh, God, that was so, they just,
what was
every
the point of that?
every time they just went whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
You were thinking they were doing some Dragon Ball Z shit, like they're powering up, like they getting their powers together. They about to shoot like a fireball out, but no, they're just doing it just to do it. they're just doing it. It's like it has nothing.
But
nothing to it.
Oh god, this movie is just terrible. I mean, I would have probably gave it a high small if Lord Zedd was the main bad guy, but he wasn't. Because mm-hmm. You gotta admit, Zedd looks badass though.
Yeah. He reminds me of Batman from Joel Schumacher's Too Much Whatever. You can see his ass cheeks and nipples and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? What is up with that, man?
He had no skin.
He has no skin. So why does he
look like? And his eyes look like Jello.
He has fucking like he's basically the human anatomy without skin on it with metal wrapped around it.
Because he would have a dick.
Yeah, exactly. So why didn't that show then? If I got to see his ass cheeks and shit like that, I'm like, well, come on now. I don't think Zed's cool at all. I don't think you remember that cartoon at all. Zed was corny as fuck.
I didn't like Rita, though.
Zed and Rita was always getting into it and shit like that with the most corniest lines.
Well, they were married, right?
Yeah, they got married because Zed got... I forgot which one of them got fucking drugged or some shit like... I don't know, some shit like that.
Oh, God.
You heard it again in his comments. God damn, that's enough about Power Rangers.
Though. Yeah.
Power Rangers will never escape me.
That's... And if... TPO is the one that picked this movie, too.
Yeah, that's right. And the funny thing is, I was almost one last year. Can you imagine how that would have worked out? I wouldn't have been able to be doing this show.
No.
Because Nickelodeon makes you sign a confidentially a contract or some shit like that. I forgot. A contractual contract or whatever where you can't, like, you have to uphold the Nickelodeon image and shit.
Mm-hmm. So a podcast wouldn't work? I mean, if you did your obviously Phenomenal One's not your real name, but...
It is.
Oh, legally?
One's the last name, Phenomenal's first.
Oh, okay.
It's my middle, but no.
Well, your mom was very, very cruel to you.
My mom loved me very much, and she knew that I'd be phenomenal to the world.
Oh.
But she was wrong in that, because I'm only phenomenal
Wait,
to myself.
Isn't Da your first name, and Phenomenal is your middle name?
The is like the asterisk I'm putting in there. It's like when Justin Timberlake told Mark Zuckerberg, drop the thee in it. You know, I instead of dropping it, I kept it. I'm cool like that.
Gotcha.
I'm cool like that. The is the nickname.
So Nickelodeon was trying to be like Disney and trying to take over the world.
Yeah, so Nickelodeon, you know, they make you sign this contract where you can't do shit like that. Because you imagine I'm saying, oh, fuck that bullshit or whatever. Then next night I go the next day. Gosh golly, team, what are we going to be saving today? Now, granted, I probably could have did it, but I would have been having been talk like, well, Z, what do you think of this lovely classical film that was put out in the early 90s or this right here, this classic right here? I agree with you, Z. I mean, I wouldn't constantly say that word, but I would remind you that it was dog doo-doo.
You would talk like a white guy.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd talk like Lehu then. Oh, was you ready to get in these comments now?
Yes.
Thank God that never happened, because I'd have been selling my soul then. There's not a day I don't go without saying fuck.
True.
I love, Cody Mike says, from our It Man review, he says, I loved It Man. So happy that you choose to review this wonderful movie for the podcast. It Man was crafted well, the fight scenes were amazing, and the story went along with the film well. I recently got to see The Grandmaster. I would recommend to anyone who loved It Man to go see this film as well. It is a different telling of the It Man story, where It Man was more of a period piece. Grandmaster was more visually stunning, in my opinion. Fight scenes in the rain and snow were beautifully shot. Both are great films in their own right, and and should be seen by anyone who enjoys this genre. And I just recently saw It Man 3, and that was pretty much of a disappointment.
Oh, I know how much you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the worst out of all of them, but it still has some moments in it. So, you know, but, you know, I was like, oh, man, this is weak.
I haven't seen Grandmaster, though, but you said It Man's pretty much, or Grandmaster's about It Man?
Yeah, it's about It Man, but, you know, it falls into a lot of stories in it, too, whatever. I think that before It Man 3, that was probably the weakest story out of all of them. But Cody says here, like the cinematography is visually stunning. Like there's a lot of fight scenes in it that are just amazing. But like the story wise, whatever, it's not as strong as one or two.
It is, but the first one's it's really breathtaking to watch that movie.
Oh, you'd like the fight scenes in Grandmaster then. They have some good fight scenes in the It Man 3 as well, or whatever. It's just, you know, these actors and then the new cast and the director and all, they just don't bring that charm that the original ones did.
Yeah, I'm sure it is because it's new people and they got no chemistry with each other.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I even saw like the Asian, the Chinese ones where it's all like, well, they're all subtitled or whatever, but like the ones that never came to America and shit, like those It Man movies, even those It Man movies were better than this third one I just saw. But either way, whatever. Back to 2.0, Blue Hybrid. He says, and this is from Remember the Titans review, he says, man, this movie played a lot back in my high school. Although I think they played it because of the whole football aspect of it, since I actually live in Alabama. Yeah, that Alabama. Those motherfuckers love their football down there. Looking back at it, this was a pretty great movie. Damn, you live in Alabama?
I'm sorry.
I always thought Mac 2.0 was black and lived like somewhere on the West Coast.
Obviously, he's not black.
Yeah, I can tell you that right now, because they'd have hung his nigga ass. But like, well, I bet he can, because Mac 2.0, if people don't know, he loves anime and shit like that. I bet he's like that kid from Beautiful Creatures and shit, that one that always wants to read books and shit. And they're like, why are you reading that book there, son? You don't need to read no book. We don't need no books in this town. I bet they do that with him and his anime. What the hell you watch on that TV right there? Tube box right there. Dude, you need to be out here throwing the corn patch with our little soda pops and shit like that. Watching those goddamn cartoons. It's a cartoon, Uncle. It's an anime. Whatever. It's the same shit. It's just foreigners now.
You know, I woke up. I say to my parents because I was filming last night. And I woke up and I turned MTV on. And guess what was playing?
Anime?
Remember the Titans.
It was on MTV?
Yeah.
They actually show movies on that motherfucker?
They don't show it. What they show, it's that or reality shows. That's it.
Yep. I haven't passed by an MTV channel in years now.
MTV's a joke.
Do they even play music on there anymore?
I think like in the early morning, like at 4 a.m.
So why the fuck they even call it MTV anymore?
It's not called music television anymore. It's just called MTV.
Why the fuck do they have an award show then?
But yeah, it's... I saw that. I'm like, why is MTV showing this?
That's crazy. Okay, well, yeah. You saw it this morning, you said?
This morning.
Wow, okay, that's weird. All right. MTV must be trying to be like Netflix. They're trying to get deals now.
Well, maybe they heard our podcast, and you're like, it's a good movie. We're just going to show that movie.
You know what? Maybe we should put our reality show on there, then, me and you.
We have a reality show?
Yeah, the TPO and Z show.
Oh, okay.
What happens, people, when you put a black guy from California and a white racially guy from Ohio in the same house? You get racially inbound. Oh, yeah.
I think them or E will buy that.
You walk in the house when you're ready to move in. You see me over there breakdancing while my homie's over there shooting dice and shit, frying, and the girl's frying chicken in the background. You're like, what the fuck did I just walk in? And we're like, oh, shit, Z is here. And then, like, this random black dude comes and gets your bags for you, shit, and then you never see those bags again.
I think E will pick that up if they pick up Chloe Lamar.
Yeah, that is true. That ain't nothing. I watched that show once, and I was just looked at it. I was just like... Because once again, I watch shit before I judge it. I watched it and I looked at it and I was like, they make money for this? You mean something? They get paid for this shit?
Yeah.
Did you see that article? I haven't brought this up when we spoiled it. I haven't brought this up at all, but there's an article. I'm going to get it tomorrow, whatever. I'm gonna send it to you. I think I sent it to maybe Lehu or something. But there was an article of, what's that bitch name now? The one that marries Kanye?
Kim?
Kim Kardashian, yeah, whatever. Her mother came out and dissed Obama and said that her daughter is the hardest working woman in the country.
Okay.
Not in the world. She was like, there's not times where my daughter isn't sleeping because she's constantly working and improving her skills and talent and stuff like that. Obama shouldn't, because Obama was making a statement of how kids today only all they pay attention to is reality shows and shit like that or whatever. And she took that to offense. That like my daughter just is a pretty little thing or whatever. She's like, she works hard and everything.
At what? Learned. What is she doing? What is her career?
Being on TV.
She's only famous because she had a sex tape.
Exactly. She fucked a lot of black people that were famous already.
Yeah, and she had a joke of a wedding that lasted like 45 minutes.
And apparently she's still fucking famous black people. So
that's the only change. She named her kid Northwest.
But here's an even funnier thing, though. She came out even dissed Obama more by saying, who the hell is... She's like, who is Obama? Look at what Obama's job got him. It's got him a 55,000-square-foot home. And what does he do all day? Look, while my daughter, all she has is a 10,000-square-foot home. You see the difference, people? And I was like, no, she did not just compare her daughter's job to the president of the fucking United States. The most powerful man in the world. She just compared her daughter's reality TV show job to the fucking most powerful man probably in the country.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
She's saying it's not fair.
She's on something.
Bitch. Bitch. Okay. I know Obama's a straightforward, clean man. Probably doesn't say any bad words or anything like that. But I'm pretty sure when he read that or heard that video or something like that, he sat back in bed with his wife, Michelle, and said, honey, look at this bitch right here. Can you believe this old bullshit right here? This bitch is dissing me. Does she not know who the fuck I am?
She should have sent a nuclear strike at their house.
I'm going to tell you this right now. He better pray because I'll tell you this right now. Michelle Obama's the one that's running that goddamn family. That's a ghetto bitch right there, whatever. She's a bad bitch. You better watch her. I'm shocked that she hasn't came out. And I'm pretty sure once their presidency term is over or whatever shit, she's probably going to go knock on that door and be like, bitch, what you say about my man? Who the fuck do you think you is, you white trash hoe or whatever she is, Armenian trash hoe you?
Yeah, you don't want to piss off a black lady.
Exactly. So she better be lucky. Kim's mom better be lucky she didn't say shit about Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, or whatever. I hope she does so I can see Kim go like... But no, I told women that because I was just like, don't you feel insulted by that? All the younger women out here, I was just like, all women out there, comment on here. Do you feel insulted that Kim Kardashian, by her mother said, she's the hardest working woman ever?
We don't know what.
Just hearing that statement, I was like, wow, it took women back 100 years now.
I mean, make more sex tapes, I don't care.
Yeah, give me something to jerk off to or whatever.
Exactly.
Actually, it wasn't even that great anyway, because her voice is so annoying. It's just like, oh baby. I was like, is she reading a script? What has she done?
And it's Ray J.
And how come I see more of this Negro than I do of her? What the
fuck? Exactly.
What kind of tape is this? Oh my god, next comment now, whatever. So, Roland Winchell, like Winchell Donuts. he might be the co-founder of Winchell Donuts, for all we know.
Maybe.
Power Rangers, LOL. Damn, whoever is picking these foreign films, and now this one is really going out of the box. I'm a huge fan of the reviews, P1, but if you guys keep these choices up, then I might have to be a bigger fan of Throwback Tuesday. Where do you guys come up with your film choices? Wait, why does he put that in a question mark? It's like, I might be a bigger fan of Throwback Tuesday. That makes sense.
Like Throwback Tuesday?
Like, because he says, but if you guys keep these choices up, then I might have to be a bigger fan of Throwback Tuesday? Question mark.
Well, that's TPO's department. He's going outside the box. His next one's probably going to be a porn movie or something. I don't know.
I already got the next one picked out, actually.
Well, it's my after this, it's my week.
I know, so I already... Don't worry. Remember I told you on our Best of Worst Stuff special, I was like, I already got a list of shit that is just going to be random and out the box or whatever.
And you're going to pick, like, you're going to make me, like, search for days to try to find this fucking movie like I had to do with Power Rangers.
The funny thing is, yeah, because he couldn't find power. Because I saw Power Rangers. The funny thing is, Throwback Tuesday, that idea was even brought up even when Lena was still on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was the one that brought it up because I remember hearing a review of an older movie that I, something I used to watch as well as a child or whatever. And it was so funny, and I was just like, I want to do older movies now, whatever. I want to do childlike movies and stuff like that that I grew up listening to, whatever, watching, whatever. And I proposed to Lena, I was like, what if we did a show where we did older movies as well, whatever. And obviously, I didn't have the name at the time, whatever. But and that was my idea with expanding the site as well. But she was like, nah, I think we should just stick to the newer film. I was like, all right, whatever. Bitch. No, just...
And you should. And Throwback Tuesday is a success, so.
Bitch. I mean, yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's a hit, so. Throw that in her face.
Where do you guys come up with the film choices? Man, it's just come to the top of the head.
I already know. I'm going to say right now, my next one, the one I'm picking for next week, Sin City.
Yeah.
Because I just watched that on TV the other day. I'm like, this movie's badass.
Did the sequel come out already, or is
it actually comes out, I think, in April.
Okay, they pushed it. It got pushed back.
Yeah.
Along with 300 and the sequel to 300 and all that other shit too, as well. So.
Yeah. So that's my pick is Sin City.
So yeah, you guys come up with these film choices, man. They just come out the top of my head. I don't know about Z, but for me, they just it's random.
Well, I gotta kind of go back on an even keel after your picks, Jesus. You tell me a movie, I'm like, how am I gonna compete with that?
It's almost like your picks is just like, whenever you hear mine, you just like say something, just like them say something at all. It's like that wasn't even my pick, but I was just like, fuck, it goes with that theme, I guess.
Well, I was like, I would love to do a thing of Turtles, because that was my shit growing up, was Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Go ninja go!
So that's what I picked, and they were both kids movies, and that's why.
And they both contrasted each other at one point.
Yeah, and I told Husky Daddy, he goes, "Why don't you just pick Mortal Kombat?" I'm like, "It doesn't really go with Power Rangers."
Isn't that a rated R film?
No.
No, like, you know, it's PG-13. Yeah, that's right. I was assuming like man, people die in that fucking film. Like, what the fuck? I could have sworn they like swear that movie like Mortal Kombat and Power Rangers. Wow, Husky, that showed me your mind. You are a fucking.
I think he just went with the karate or the what's it called?
Ninjutsu.
Ninjetti.
Ninjetti, yeah, that sounds like some fucking Lego shit from them ninjas and Legos. Ninjetti. You must honor the power of your animal instincts. Well, you know what? On Dragon and the Wolf, I am an owl, so you know what? Hey, I know Ninjetti then, okay? Ninjetti.
Ninjetti.
That's my kung fu. Kung fu grip is strong. Next comment here comes from Cynthia. Cynthia. She says, hey, P1, remember when you were almost a Power Ranger last year? LOL. Yeah, I remember. You ain't got to remind me. Also, Z, since Leo seems to hate on everything that's good about films such as James Cameron's story or characters, what are your thoughts on Titanic and James Cameron? Do you think he's an asshole?
I don't say he's an asshole.
Last week on episode, even the new one that'll be up soon, people pretty much came out and said James Cameron's an asshole.
How's he an asshole?
Because he said he's pretentious about himself, and all he does is, like, even when he watches interviews with him, he's just, like, always want to, like, brag about his work and stuff like that.
He made two of the highest grossing movies of all time. I think he has every right to brag about himself.
Because I never said anything on the matter. I just, like, because I don't really follow Cameron that much, so I was just like, whatever. I don't really give a shit about Cameron that much. But I will say that his older work is something that's, like, you know, they're not going to be forgotten. And as much as I don't even really care about Avatar... He did create some technology that, like, you know, it's fucking amazing, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I'm not a big fan of Avatar. I mean, it's okay. But...
That movie won on special effects just alone.
The visuals are beautiful.
Yeah, the visuals are fucking phenomenal. They're perfect. That's how effects should be in every movie. But, mm-hmm. as far as, like, the story and everything else going, I was like, it's kind of bland and weak, to be honest, whatever. I mean, the only thing that's keeping me going in this movie is just, like, what else visually is he going to do now? What am I going to see? What creature design is it going to be?
Yeah, I mean, he only does a movie every, like, what, 6 years?
Something like that. He's not doing any more movies no more, because he's only doing Avatar movies now, remember?
Yeah, because Avatar was his baby. He created that whole thing, which he's a sick motherfucker.
He's a sick motherfucker. I wonder if he fucked somebody in blue paint.
But he did T2, which might be one of the best Terminator movies of all time.
Leihu brought that up too. He said he did bring he did do Terminator 1 and 2, whatever, and those are good films, whatever. But he said he's still an asshole.
And so. Aliens is a million times better than the first one. So,
I like the first one better, but
I like Aliens.
But the second one is a good film.
Yeah, and he did True Lies, and he made Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of a respectable actor with that role. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, before that, Schwarzenegger was just blowing shit up, and this one, he was actually an actor.
Well, Leihu did bring up a good point, though. He said that he did about the water, I think it was called The Sanctum or shit like that.
You mean Ghost of the Abyss?
Was it Ghost of the Abyss? Okay, it was something like that, whatever. A lot of the actors came off saying he was hard to work with, whatever.
Well,
now, I don't necessarily go and say that. I wouldn't go that far to be Leihu and say he's an asshole, because when you're in a creative field, everyone's an asshole.
Are you talking about when he was on Abyss? When he did the movie of The Abyss?
Yeah.
Or yeah, he did Sanctum, too. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah,
that's
right. What I'm talking about, The Sanctum. Not
I understand that, because he is hard director. I would understand that, you know, all this stuff's his vision. You know, I totally understand that from a director's standpoint, that you're making your vision. Especially, he writes his own shit, I believe.
Yeah, he does. And produces it sometimes, too, as well. I mean, well, that's the thing. See, I'm not going to go as far as, I'm not trying to, like, badmouth on Leihu right now, but I'm not going to go as far as call him an asshole, because when you work in the creative field or whatever, you know in your mind how you want things, and when it's not done that way or whatever, you can lose your you could tend to lose your shit. Mm-hmm. You know, you could tend to go off whatever, and that's just press. That's not you being an asshole. I mean, shit, times have been on this goddamn show of mine or whatever. I didn't had to go off on legal shit. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? So it's like, but you know, hey, that's just how it goes. Whatever. That's business. I mean, honestly. Because we just did Battle of the Year, he was saying that Chris Brown is an asshole or whatever, and I was like, yeah, that's his character. That wasn't, like, that's not him being in the movie or whatever. So, he could be an asshole all he wants for beating Rihanna, but I'm going to tell you this right now. At the end of the day, what did Rihanna do? She got back with him. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, why should I even give a shit about what they do in their relationship then?
Yeah.
It's wrong that he beat that girl. All the credit is wrong, but at the same time, she got back with him. So, obviously, it's more to that story than just him beating her.
Exactly.
Second of all, everybody, matter of fact, everybody that calls all that people's an asshole, but Leihu doesn't like assholes, which I don't know why he's working with me then. Nah. But, but when you work in this field, or any arts film, whatever, everyone's an asshole. Every fucking body's an asshole. There's not one fucking nice person in this business or whatever shit. I'm going to tell you this right now. Only reason why you don't think there's an asshole is just because it ain't caught on camera and you haven't seen it. But everyone is an asshole.
I mean, Christian Bale, we proved that he was an asshole when that whole Terminator thing came about. Mm-hmm. I mean, the business, you gotta be an asshole to be in this business.
Yeah, exactly, you just can't, otherwise you're not appreciating your work will suck then or whatever, you're just doing the same shit. And that's not to say that Christian Bale is an asshole, that's just to say, like, he was upset that day or whatever. That doesn't mean he's a bad person. He's not a bad man or anything like that. He could be one of the coolest guys ever or whatever. He had a breakdown that day or whatever, just like every creative person does in mm-hmm. this field or whatever. But honestly, if you ain't an asshole, you ain't doing your job right in this business.
I mean, you know me. You know I'm not really much of an asshole.
Yeah.
But when I've been filming my movie right now, I have been an asshole. When people are fucking around, when I'm on a time schedule.
Yeah, you will tell people. I've been around film set with you or whatever. You will tell people if you don't like something, you will give them your fucking opinion about, like, hey, you need to change this shit right now. I'm not like that or whatever, something. So it's not a matter of him being an asshole as a person or whatever. It's just, you know, that's a fucking business move or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be the nicest fucking guy because, you know what, because then people in this business are going to walk over you and you ain't going to get anything.
Exactly.
And you're going to get anywhere with your fucking project or whatever. But, you know, Leihu doesn't like assholes. What's again? Why is he working with me then?
Maybe he doesn't know you're an asshole yet.
Well, he did call me one on Battle of the Year. He was like, well, you are an asshole. I was like, yeah, thank you. I know. the difference between me and Cameron is at least I'll admit that I'm an egotistical asshole. Shit, me and Cameron can have a sit down talking. He can be talking about his cameras all day, and I'm gonna be talking about me all day. So I mean, that'd be the perfect conversation, to be honest. But next comment comes from Carmen. Ooh, your friend here, your little Latin stalker here. All right now, so, I like this now. So, you got a sister, Carmen, or a mother,
or a grandmother.
She says, I don't nosy. Oh, damn, never mind. She said, I live in Arizona. Oh, well, then, shit, you ain't Latin either, then. That's for sure.
Could be Mexican.
Oh, you don't know Z and you're not Latin, because if you lived in Arizona, they'd have hung your ass by now.
She could be Mexican. She could have escaped from the border.
Yeah, but they don't allow Mexicans down there. You ever heard about that? The whole Jan Brewery shit with her boner for banning multicultural learning down there and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know that.
She says, I was just curious on why he isn't on iOpen Podcast anymore. My first show I heard, he was on it and was heard him on there for a while. It was just a curious question. Oh, don't get too serious, Cynthia. I was about to call her Cynthia. Carmen, don't get too serious. We just joking around. I don't know when Z's been on there neither. That was the first time I ever heard just fucking Z.
I was probably on like 7 episodes total.
Yeah. She's a fan of your work, Z, that's all. Just love your work,
man. I know my fucking shit.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna look her IP address up, and I'm gonna look up where she lives and everything, and I'm gonna send her a box of Z cookies.
Z cookies?
Yeah, they're just gonna be regular ass plain ass cookies with a Z on them.
Wait, are those cookies? Are those cookies like grandma, like grandparents would give?
I don't know. I'm just gonna roofie them. That's all. It's gonna be roofie Z creme filling.
Does that mean you have to break it up and just bake the powder into the cookies?
Hey, I've done it before.
I don't know if that works.
Yeah,
I thought after it cooks, it's wasted now.
You could put laxatives in the motherfucker. I've done that before.
God damn you!
My grandma before she passed, she helped me out with that too. God bless your soul, grandma.
Wait, what? What did she tell you how to bake bad shit?
She helped me make some laxative cookies when I was like in 5th grade, maybe.
Were you trying to punish your classmates?
I was trying to punish this one begging ass nigga at this school, whatever. He kept begging that's all he did was fucking beg for people's food and shit like that and whatever. And even if they told him no, he'd still take it and shit. So one day I made these cookies and then I was like, oh, I took a bite out of one that wasn't laxative and I was like, oh man, I can't eat no more. I'm full, whatever. And he just grabbed them. He's just like, I want them. I'll take them. And then he just started eating them. He's just like, the fuck did you put in these cookies? And I was like, did you eat that chocolate chip one? He was like, yeah. He was like, that one had laxative in it. He started spitting that out, and he just ran to the bathroom or whatever. And we didn't see him in 6th period, and his neighbor was like, yeah, man, I saw him at PE. He ran home and shit.
Nice.
I was like, so you had to take a shit then, huh? Yeah, alright. That dude never, he learned his lesson, because he never begged for food ever again after that.
Stick it to the man.
Hey, I remember I tried to give him some cookies one time that, like, I got from, like, he just saw me bought, and I took a bite out of one. I was like, I was sick that day with her, and I tried to give him them. He's like, oh, no, I don't want no cookies from him. I was just like, oh, why not, man? I'm really trying to give you these. There's really nothing wrong with these. Oh, that was funny. He shit on himself. That was awesome.
You can see the turd come out of his jeans, out of his pant leg.
Yeah, because they were gray pants, too. Their uniforms and shit, so they were like light gray pants and shit or whatever. And it's motherfucking my friends and shit, they gonna go tell the teachers the next fucking day and shit. And I'm just looking at them like, what the fuck? We're in Compton. Whatever happened to don't snitch? Snitches get stitches. But they were telling them as a joke because the teacher was saying, oh, too much laxative can kill you and shit like that. And then they were all laughing in class and was like, oh, P1 gave one of our other friends who wasn't in the class, he gave him laxatives the other day. And they were just like, really? Because you know that's really bad for you if you give a lot and shit. And I'm just looking at them like, you motherfuckers. If his ass died, now they gonna come looking for me.
Exactly.
Bitch. But she also goes on to say, on to the movie now. I like Remember the Titans. I really do. But the movie is really predictable. That is something I don't like in movies. TPO is right, though. If Washington wasn't in this movie, no one would have cared about it.
Damn straight.
Now, Carmen, I gotta ask you a question now, because you say the movie is really predictable. I think at least for me, I can't speak for Z right now, but it's gotten for point for me, I see 4 fucking movies a week now, if not 5 because of this show as well. All movies are predictable. They all have formulas. They all follow same. It's very rare that something throws you off. I think that's one of the reasons why I loved Iron Man 3 as much as I do, whatever, is because, well, we said this in our best world. That shit threw me off guard. I was not expecting that.
I wouldn't say every movie is predictable. World War Z wasn't predictable. Who would have thought he would have put an unknown... Who would have guessed why the zombies were attacking people, you know?
Well, they have, like, same formula of zombie threats and stuff like that, but every now and then, like, a movie... I'm talking about, like, the story-wise, whatever. That just ended the film, whatever.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'm still saying my point that this is a type of a family film, because this is the one that you bring people closer together to watch to show what happens during that time. That's why I consider a family film.
I can see white people now. This is back when the niggers joined up with us right here, son. Now, I want you to understand something. Halfway through the film is false. The first hour is the true meaning of what this film should have been like, man. I'm telling you this right now. These goddamn niggers, they just taking over everything right here. Ain't that right, Carmen? Dad, I told you not to bring my name up in this
But I see her point that Remember Titans is predictable because you're not gonna expect them to lose.
A lot of movies are predictable. It's following the same formula of any sports movie. You don't expect. I mean, there's every now and then that rare occasion where the ending it does something different than the formula event, but otherwise it's still formulated. I mean, I think I even said in my review for Battle of the Year, I was like, I actually was shocked that they lost.
Thanks for spoiling it for me, jackass.
You wasn't going to watch that fucking movie anyway. Shut the fuck up. You white ass from Ohio ain't dancing nowhere. Come on now.
No, I'm not.
The fuck was you thinking? Your ass ain't going to see shit. Shut the hell up.
That was going to be my best. That was going to be my best hit of the week.
You're just going to fucking probably listen to my review and then just post up whatever I just said or something like that. Yeah, you fucking asshole. Yeah, but yeah, so yeah, every movie follows the same fucking formula and shit like that. I mean, I think I heard fucking Husky and Sock getting into it about that on Harry Potter the other day, about formulated films and shit like that, and how Quentin Tarantino and all them and Harry Potter's and all the movies follow certain formulas or whatever, because studios, they have to have something like that. They have to have a first, beginning, and end. They throw different plot twists in there to throw you off, but at the same time, it all revolves around the same thing.
But you're right, Iron Man was the first one that actually threw us for a loop.
I wouldn't say the first, there probably was filmed before that, but that was like the first one in recent memory that was just like, especially for a superhero film.
Yeah, for superhero film, that was a definite shocker.
Yeah, it's like the marketing behind this is like, we're pumping this up. This is the main villain. This is going on. This is what we're going to see. This is the trailer. You don't see shit about Guy Pearce in that trailer except him smiling in that one shot, and that's it. And then next, you know, you see the movie, and you're like, you're waiting for this Mandarin scene to come on. And then next, you know, when it would happen, you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because even watching it before you find out what happens, you always think Guy Pearce is just another... Justin Hammer.
Yeah, and the thing about that when it happened with the Mandarin is it got me even more intrigued with the movie for the simple fact that I'm like, okay, so where are they going to do then? What are they going to go with it? I'm like, it's not following the same formula, whatever. It's not predictable, whatever. I mean, so, you know, that's for me, whatever. That's how it goes, whatever. But comment here I'm going to read off. Andrew, he says, ha ha ha, P1, you're like Denzel Washington of films. Oh, shit! Hey, Andrew, if you're trying to fuck me now, you didn't even have to write that. You could have just asked. But anyway.
You just won him over you just made his day.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Shit, I'm about to go walk down the goddamn block now and be like, how you doing, miss? All right now. He says, that part where Denzel is giving the black kids a harder time, you do the same with bigger films and are easier on small ones, doesn't he, Z?
Wow. I have to think now.
He does give a point there. I do give bigger films a harder time than I do smaller ones.
Well, I think because you do the fact that you're expecting more from the bigger films.
I just recently said that too, whatever, because someone, I think he asked us the same question on the next episode's coming up, whatever, but something a little different, whatever, because in Battle of the Year, people was like, Alehu walked in, like, angry and, like, knew it was going to be crowded. I'm like, well, what did you expect from this? There's no real actors in it. I mean, there's no real actors in it. Half of them are singers. There's not a script. It's a dancing movie at that. I'm like, so you walked in angry knowing that, like, I walked in that movie knowing that it's going to be bad. But I'm here for the dancing. There's nothing else in this film. Nothing kept it. It's a low budget. It's cheap as shit. No actors in it. No big director on it or whatever. I don't have no expectations for this film. It's just whatever I see in the film, I'm going to go in and see it. I got the dancing in it. I go see something like fucking Man of Steel or some shit like that where you got people like Zack Snyder, Christopher Nolan, David Gordon on it, fucking Henry Cavill's in it or whatever and shit like that. And the writing is fucking horrible. Of course I'm going to talk more shit about that then.
Exactly, because one, Battle of the Year, you put that, you know, that's not really, that's just thrown out for guilty pleasure, I think.
Exactly. It's not even like, it's something that's going to be forgotten. It's like, that movie is not going to fucking break box office records. That movie is not going to get any Academy Awards or anything like that. That movie isn't going to do anything but just be that standalone film. It ain't going to make sequels and shit. I give bigger films harder times or whatever is because the simple fact is, what are they going to do with that shit next once it makes a lot of money? Because people give that shit pat. They're going to make a fucking second one. And it's going to have the same problems that the first one had because people will be like, well, it was stupid here, but it was fun still, at least whatever. And shit. I'm like, fuck, what the fuck? You're not helping the cause here then, whatever. People, you pay with your dollars. And when you pay for shit and then complain about the next one that comes out saying that shit too, it's your fault.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm sure they didn't think Step Up would have been huge like it was and got four fucking movies.
Exactly, whatever. And people give those movies shit or whatever, but yet they keep making a lot of fucking money. Mm-hmm. You paying with your fucking dollars. You keep paying to go see the shit or whatever. Twilight, people complain about Twilight. That's why when Twilight come up, I don't like the movie, but at the same time, I don't bring that up in metaphor of being, that's the worst fucking film ever. I don't even think it deserved to be worst film of last year, because I've seen some worse films than that shit or whatever than ever. But the simple fact, though, then why the fuck do you people keep going to see it then if you keep talking shit about it?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be harder on bigger film because they're just going to keep, they're going to make sequels, spinoffs, shit like that. And they're going to keep the same shit they had in the first one that you had a problem with, but you gave it a pass because you was like, well, everything can't be right, but you know, hey, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, this is the movie that's going to make a lot of money. This is the movie that's going to spin off sequels. This is the movie that's going to get mentioned at Oscars and shit. Like, it's the bigger film. The smaller ones, like you said, like Battle of the Year, that's a fucking throwaway film. There's nothing else to that movie. It's a standalone film. Ain't gonna make no goddamn sequel. Ain't gonna make a lot of money. No one's gonna get any fucking actor credentials in that movie. No one's gonna go on to bigger roles. It's just a movie that came out.
I mean, the box office, I don't even think it made $5 million.
It made just $5 million. That's
just
it.
Five even, which will probably change tomorrow. But look at Insidious. The first Insidious. That movie was complete fucking shit.
Thank you.
That was not scary at all. I was like, oh, there's like, this is the scariest movie I've ever seen. I'm like, okay, I'm interested.
It's not scary. It wasn't scary at all. Like everything they did in that movie was the same they did in any other scary movie, right?
Yeah.
Jump scares.
Exactly. And when you say this is a scary movie I've ever seen, fucking prove it to me.
Thank you. Like, there was a dude standing by the window. People were jumping up. I was just like, I've seen that in, like, Michael Myers films and shit like that. That's not scary or nothing new here or whatever. So I'm like, and then towards the end when the goddamn Ghostbusters show up and this chick that just says, you can do astral projection out of nowhere. I was just like, so he can just close his eyes and just go to a spirit world now all of a sudden. It just never got brought up in the film whatsoever, but all of a sudden in the film he can do it. And then that was my main problem with that film is that, especially towards that ending, it just got fucking ridiculous. And in the second film, because you went out and loved it so much or whatever and gave it so much credit or whatever, the second film, they take everything that was bad about that film and stuck it in this film. It's got a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, did worse than the first one or whatever, and the money's still coming in because people are looking at it going like, yeah, well, I guess this series wasn't that great. Well, thank you a lot, because now they're making a fucking third one now. You got.
Yeah, I mean, oh, God. That movie, I was like, I was watching, I'm like, I didn't flinch once, because it was not scary, and they fucking lied to me.
It was a comedy. When you see Darth Maul dancing the Hokey Pokey in the window when they moved in that new house, I was like, people found this scary. It's scary that it's creepy because it's stupid. Yeah, whatever. Remember when they moved into the new house and he was just, like, the music cut off and then a different music came on and he started dancing and I was just like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Like, Sinister. Like, I like Sinister.
I do too.
That wasn't a big movie. I liked it because then I liked it more when I found out who wrote it or helped write it. And that was... It would say, it always says it's on the same lines of Sinister with the jump scares, but there's actually parts in there that actually made you like, holy shit. You know, like the lawnmower scene when you're watching the video. That was scary.
The thing about Sinister, too, is it's not scary. I didn't find it scary or whatever, but at the same time, they wrote so much great characters around it and everything or whatever. It's just like, I can forgive the non-scariness because I think whatever it is that Ethan Hawke's character is doing with these film sets here or whatever, I think that's interesting. I want to know more about this creature now, this Bagul thing or whatever. I'm invested now. They're not trying to do it. I didn't think they went crazy in Sinister with the cheap jump scares. Every now and then they would have one pop-up or whatever, and that was like towards the end of the film. But other than that, I didn't think there was just cheap scare. I thought it was just a creepy atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the smaller movies, I mean, let's smaller budgets. I mean, Insidious was only $5 million, and I can see why it was so low. But, like, look at the smaller movies, like, I'm trying to think of a small movie that just came out recently. Prisoners. Oh, Prisoners is $46 million.
I want to think of one.
Something that's small, like Rush. Rush only costs $38 million, but it's getting huge press just to be out that this is actually probably the best work Chris Hemsworth ever did. He could get an Oscar nomination for this.
I saw the movie and he gets outshined, but he's still great in it.
And he could get an Oscar nomination for this role.
I think his co-star might get an Oscar.
Other driver,
Chris Hemsworth, gets an Oscar because that was a. It was a pretty goddamn good film.
I can't wait to see that next week because I've been waiting to see it. But
one category of films I can go ahead and say is people like I heard Leigh who say this on Pacific Rim, the Pacific Rim review. He's like, I'm tired of sequels and remakes and shit like that. It's like, but you're not doing no better by giving Pacific Rim a see it because now what do they want to do with it? They want to make more sequels of it and everything that you hated about the first one. They're gonna put that in this film. So the thing about remakes is, why do you think like? They keep like rehashing from me and Z's childhood, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Michael Myers, Freddy, Bad Freddy's, Child's Play, all that shit. Why do you think they keep remaking that shit? It's because every time they put that bad one out, it makes a lot of fucking money, and people go out, wow, that was stupid or whatever, but it was a lot of fun or whatever. They're going to keep making the motherfuckers now, because you keep paying.
I mean, you obviously hate Mortal Instruments. I liked it, and they're starting a new one.
I don't hate Mortal Instruments as far as, like, I can't stand the film. It ain't nowhere near my worst of list of hating it or whatever. It's just gay and hipsterish.
Yeah, but it's nowhere near its budget. It's only halfway.
Worldwide it is.
Worldwide, but they already started making the sequel or production of the sequel before this one even came out. So they didn't give a shit what the money made, because this is going to be, like, the new series.
Well, I heard they held back a little bit for the sequel now, whatever. I don't know what they want to do with that, whatever. That's another thing directors should be doing is, like, don't jump the gun on these kind of things, whatever. You don't know what your fucking movie's going to do. Look at fucking Man of Steel lost us some fucking chicken nuggets this year in the box office. So
well, when you got, like Hobbit, they're making both, like, what Lord of the Rings did, they made both movies back-to-back. Mm-hmm. And Hobbit's doing the same thing. I think Twilight did them all in unison, didn't they? Like, they went one after the other type thing?
Cash, Hobbit is a cash grab. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now.
Just because it's Hobbit?
Yeah, I was like, I know people that love the fucking book. Even, like, the first one, I said, there's no reason why that movie should be put into three movies.
No, and Avatar really shouldn't.
No, that was a standalone film, see? Made a lot of money, though. But so they were like, oh, of course we're going to make a lot of it, because people loved it. And nobody walked out of that movie giving it the criticism that they should have. If you said anything bad when that movie came out at the time, you were fucking... I remember I took my girlfriend at the time when we went to go see this, and I was like, oh, the special effects are good in it, but I don't know. I was like, she was like, oh, whatever, P1 or whatever. I was like, she's like, how come you couldn't love that movie? I was just like, okay, gotcha.
You want to know something? You want to know? Here's a franchise that bombed each single one. Chronicles of Narnia. Each one got worse and worse. The third one just barely grossed over $100 million. And you know what? I think they're making one more.
The same could be said the same for, even though it's making a lot of money because its budget is really cheap, the Twilight, the movie started making less the more they started coming out.
The Breaking Dawn did not make as much as they expected. I mean, I think Eclipse made the most. But the Breaking Dawns, they all made everything except the first one. They all made over $200 million.
Yeah, exactly. I don't give a shit what they were expecting. That still was a lot of goddamn money.
Yeah, because I think the budget was. I think the first budget. I think it was only like around five to. Oh, it was $37 million.
Yeah, I think the I want to say part two was, I want to say one of what, 100 million or something like that?
That's got to be Breaking Dawn 2. Okay. Yeah, 120 million. It's got to be because that fucking fight scene.
That cheap shit.
But
can't believe that cost 120 million.
But your definition of big movies is you're thinking of the big movies that the budget is going to be 100 plus million. That with the superstars in it, like the Avengers or Iron Man or Spider-Man, Batman, stuff like that. Big budget movies. That's what you're going to be hard on that is because they're putting so much effort into this. But lower movies, like, say, Insidious, that's not, that has a small budget. No, you know, they have stars with Rose Byrne and Patrick Wilson. But you're not expecting a lot out of those movies compared to the summer movies, especially the movies that come out in the summer. I mean, look at you, After Earth. Everyone fucking hates that movie, except the Smith family.
Except for overseas and shit, because they made $200 million over there.
Yeah, I mean, we're being force-fed nowadays movies with huge plots, huge explosions, big stars all in one movie, and we're getting force-fed that pretty much like every other week.
And it's nothing new. It's almost a rehash of every big thing that comes out. It's like the same shit. You have to do something now, whatever. Like I said, I see 5 fucking movies a week damn near or whatever, if not 6, 7 or whatever. And it's almost the same formulated thing or whatever, and it's the same thing. And if it's a big blight, and I hear people walking out of it that seen it before me, like a fucking Pacific Rim, that's one, which I thought was just okay. But people walked out like, oh, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen. If you've never seen anything before, this is the movie to see. And I walked out and was just like, okay, I mean, it's got the same generic fucking characters as any other fucking movie does, whatever. None of these characters even matter. People talking about, what you want to see is the fight scenes, whatever. That didn't really happen until the end of the fucking film out of a 2.5-hour fucking film. So, I mean, I have to sit through a lot of shit like them doing karate. What the fuck does that even matter? You're in a robot suit.
True.
Why the hell do you need to practice kung fu and shit like that? That doesn't even make any fucking sense of why they're training like that or whatever. Or, hey, let's cancel out the robot program to build a wall. Who in the fuck thought of that idea? or Man of Steel in here where the fucking tornado kills his father and he's like, no, don't save me. Don't use your powers now. It's like Superman moves at a speed where no one can see it. You just wanted to fucking die then. That didn't even make any fucking sense. Or now you see me where, like, the gay-ass ending where Leigh keeps trying to explain to me, like, it made sense in this world that everything is not what you see, whatever. And I'm just like, that sounds stupid. That doesn't make any damn sense, whatever. That sounds like an excuse for people that like this film, whatever. I mean, that ending didn't make any fucking sense, whatever. So they got on a goddamn magical riding tunnel horse, and it just became the magical world of Neverland Ranch, I guess.
I mean, if you want to, he does put down smaller movies. Look what you did with Purge. You ripped apart that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Which it rightfully deserved because it fucking lied to all of us.
Well, I didn't give it a fuck it, though, if I recall.
No, I think you gave it. I think you gave it a stream it.
Yeah, I didn't rip that movie apart. I found out a low rent it or whatever. I didn't rip that movie apart as I could have or whatever, but at the same time, everybody else had expectations in that film. This is a cool idea. This is whatever. And I was the only one going like, okay, whatever. And then when they explained it to me, I'm like, this helps the economy. That doesn't make any fucking sense, to be honest, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I watched the movie, and I'm just like, nothing fucking happened. And people are still walking on this movie. It's like, oh my God, the idea was so great in this movie. I'm just like, all right, whatever. I give more shit to bigger films because of the reasons I made, and also because people walk out of those movies praising them like they're fucking God's gift to Earth or something.
Yeah, because they think that, like, I would even say one of Avengers, because I love Avengers, when they threw that out, Joss Whedon's probably going to be, like, in the back, like, yeah, people are going to eat this shit up.
Exactly. Before I saw Man of Steel, people were already saying, it's like the Avengers met the Dark Knight. I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, then, oh, shit.
That sold you right there, too.
That's like two of my favorite superhero films right there, whatever. So obviously, I'm gonna be looking for those parts. That's like what reminds me of the Dark Knight here. That is so great. What is so fun? What was so fun about this movie that made it as fun as the Avenger was for me seeing all these characters come together and shit like that. And when I saw that movie, I sat up there and I was like, who the fuck told me that again? I need to call him.
I mean, I haven't seen Man of Steel, but that's very that's like seriously putting something on a high horse.
That is some high fucking praise. If someone tells you, which everybody knows, I'm a big comic book lover, and a friend of yours tell you, like, people, I know you're going to love it because it's like the Avengers meet the Dark Knight, and you telling me that, that's like, shit, that's like in my two top five favorite superhero films right there, whatever, if you're saying that. I'm like, come on now, I'll tell you. You telling, you putting this on a pedestal of saying, like, this is going to be better than those two films then.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, you don't, you, Because if you got to think about it, it's like, you know, going to like this fancy restaurant, getting this, but their best dish, and it just, you know, you got your, you know, you heard all this praise, and they completely, it just completely sucks. You
especially
know,
when you paid over $50-something just for this thing. Like, at Texas, when I went to go SpillCon or whatever, there was this fusion sushi restaurant, right? They give you these little-ass plates and shit, and that shit cost me damn near a whole family meal. I had to go to fucking another restaurant just to go get a meal now.
It's like, I mean, TPO sees 5 movies a week. He can bash what the fuck he wants. He's spending his money for these tickets.
Well, most of them.
And we know we're the ones that's going out there buying the DVDs, renting the DVDs, Netflix, or because they get money off Netflix. If you don't know, Redbox, you know you're paying $10+ to go to the movie theater to see this shit. You know you have a right to bash, but when something's like. When they advertise something that's gonna be so big, that's gonna be mind blowing, and you're disappointed, yeah. When they put that so much praise, and they fail, you have every right to fucking say shit.
Exactly. If I thought something was mediocre, I'm not gonna go tell someone which everybody. For me, I don't think movies are expensive, especially in California, because I think it's one of the cheapest form of entertainment, or whatever. But some people do believe it's overpriced or whatever and shit. And I'm not gonna tell somebody to go fucking see this mediocre film that you probably already own with the same story and plot line, same action in it or whatever. Go see it and pay your $13.75 and go pay your other $13.75 for whatever food you're going to get in there and walk out of there spending over $30-something for something you just said, man, I could have watched this at home.
I know. It's like going to movie theaters, like going to a fucking amusement park now with all the money you spend.
Exactly. So at the same time, I have to be harder on those bigger blockbuster films, whatever. So
I mean,
smaller ones I do give shit to when I see a mistake in them. But at the same time, I don't rate them like on the worst of list or anything like that. I don't put them on like Battle of the Year. That's a fucking bad movie. But at the same time, I didn't walk in that goddamn movie with any expectations of a dance movie going to be mind blowing or whatever. The dance scenes are incredible, but at the same time, the story, plot, characters, and everything else in it is horrible. But at the same time, those aren't real actors.
Yeah.
There's no money that went into that film. There's no actors in that film, whatever. There's no money in the film. There's no big-time director in it. So what in the hell do you expect?
Yeah. I mean, we're getting into Oscar season now. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any big-budget movies. Mm-hmm. I think Gravity might be the most.
Because of the actors, yeah.
Because of the actors. I mean, Captain Phillips looks really good, and that looks like it could be low-budget. But that's obviously an Oscar movie, but...
And obviously, saying Oscar, those movies can be complete shit that get Oscars for it. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, I still say this to this day, that artists didn't deserve to win the Oscar.
The what?
Artists.
It didn't what?
Deserve to win Oscar.
You said it did deserve to win
Oscar? Didn't.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I don't give a shit about homages, and that's what the film was. It was a homage of the black and white cinema era, and I'm just like, wow, that was just like a straight saying, hey, I want an Oscar.
Yeah, that's all that movie was made for, is like, give me an Oscar, because all those people, you never see them again.
I'm going to tell you this right now. When I tell somebody to go pay $13.75 to go see that shit, no.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the good thing about the smaller movies is. That's where it's pretty much word of mouth.
Yeah.
That gets it big. I mean, Purge, I think Purge was just advertised right. That sucked people in. But, like, Scream, you know, since I love Scream, Scream wasn't a big movie. It bombed its first weekend out, but word of mouth drove it up to the box office and brought it to number one.
That's a well-done horror film. So, judge it. I wouldn't mind paying a $13.75 to go see it, because it's good. It's actually a good horror film, or whatever. But the shit we get today, no, fuck no.
No, because
like
now
Insidious 2, ain't no fucking way in hell. If I wasn't doing this show, I wouldn't have saw that movie.
Exactly.
I couldn't stand that fucking first one. I walked out of that and was like, this is the movie people are raving about. And I went off and I went and saw that first one based on a review I heard from co-host on Spill.com. Talking about how this shit's scary and shit like that. And I was like, oh, shit. And you know me. I don't find anything scary these days, so I at least go to these horror movies now to say, like, if people saying it's scary, I want to be scared too now. I want to be caught in that thought. And I saw it, I was just looking like, okay, now I'm insulted now.
Yeah, I mean, I would still say Conjuring and Insidious are the same two fucking movies.
Yeah, honestly, they are, whatever. I mean,
you haven't seen Conjuring yet, have you?
I have saw it or whatever. I I didn't like it that much.
Okay, because it's the same movie, and plus it has the same fucking actor in it.
I'm not a fan of the supernatural films because characters in there just do things in it that's just stupid. The ghosts in there, they always cock-tease you with just, like, slamming doors and moving strollers and shit in rooms or whatever. And then at the end, that's when he's just like, you know what? I'm tired of playing around with cabin shit. I'm just going to kill him. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, why the fuck you just didn't start that off with over there? Why do I got to wait 2 hours? 2 hours just to see some real shit happen, or and then and after the 2 hours, it's supposed to be a payoff, and it's not really a payoff when it's just some stupid ass ghost or whatever that don't even fucking kill you, and the characters live through the fucking film. It's fucking annoying, actually.
Yeah, I mean, this is the debate that people could have forever. Is that, you know, you got to think of it. If you go to a movie and if you like it, big budget or low budget, are you going to spread the word about that movie?
Because if you're spreading the word, you're telling people to spend their dollars on it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And dollars create sequels.
Yeah, and you wouldn't do that for shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, people might still see it, be like, oh, this movie is like complete crap. You know, it's just funny to watch how stupid it is. People will still probably see it just to see how stupid it is. Like, obviously, Scary Movie 5. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's word of mouth that travels, and people just get stupid with the movies they choose. That brings on the sequels, obviously, aka Smurfs. But, you know, there's no need for a sequel.
I didn't even get mad at that movie. I mean, you listened to the review. I had no expectations with that movie because I'm just like, well, you guys didn't even like the first fucking movie. So what point did you go in here thinking, like, if you saw the trailer and was groaning at it, did you think you was going to like it? Like, Leigh, who was angry? And I was just looking at him like, why are you so angry? You told me you couldn't stand the first one, so I would assume you couldn't stand this one or whatever. So don't get angry over this one. Smurfs 2 wasn't a big release or whatever. In my eyes, it wasn't or whatever. It just came in the middle of the summer somewhere, or whatever, and it was just a live-action animated style film that was released or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you ever see any marketing for that film before that movie was coming out?
No.
Exactly. So it's not... Nobody was telling you to go see Smurfs.
I think the studio just said, oh, fuck, we're just going to release this movie.
Yeah, because we have the script somewhere, and we just want to make some money real quick, whatever. But nobody was marketing Smurfs 2 like it's going to be the best thing ever. I never heard anyone come out saying it's the greatest thing ever, you need to go see whatever. Man of Steel, that thing was marketed for a year now. We saw it at last year's Comic-Con or whatever. They kept talking about it. People was comparing it to The Dark Knight and The Avengers and shit like that, whatever. I'm a little upset now because I'm disappointed.
And look what's coming in the future. You have X-Men, the new X-Men movie.
You know what? That already pisses me off right there for the simple fact that they got this. It's another Wolverine movie.
The new one?
It's supposed to be a Days of Future Past. It's supposed to be a fucking sequel to First Class or whatever, but what is it? It just became a Wolverine movie by having him in it now being the lead star. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. He just keeps taking over these fucking movies. Like, I'm sick of fucking Wolverine now, whatever. I mean, he's not doing anything with these movies no more. It's okay, we get it.
Okay,
take them away.
Here's a prime example. Guardians of the Galaxy. They've been pimping that movie out since the beginning of the year, right? Around there?
I wouldn't say pimping it out, they've just been doing casting.
Okay. And you go into that movie, they're already saying this movie's gonna be good. They got a great director with Gunn. And then you're gonna go into it, your hopes are gonna be sky fucking high.
My sky hopes aren't going to be high because of that, what you just said. My hopes are going to be high is because it's braced in this Marvel universe.
Yeah, but you go see it, and it could be shit. It could turn into, like, a Man of Steel, and it could piss you the fuck off. But if you go to a movie like, say, Mud. Mud. It looks, previews look good, but you go into it and it just blows you away. That's the shit that's you're going to fucking say.
And the thing about the Marvel movies, why it doesn't piss me off neither, is because they all tie in with one another, so I'm always curious as to how it's going to move into something, like, oh, how's it going to connect with this thing, or whatever. So I'm always on the edge of my shirt, just like, I want to see how it connects to this now, whatever, mm-hmm. and shit. But I get your point of where I could be disappointed at it, because I'm a huge Marvel fan and some shit like that, but yeah. Mud, like you said.
Like, I'm already disappointed with Avengers, because they have a new villain, and then the whole cutscene in the credits was completely worthless.
No, it wasn't, because they're building it up for the third one.
Okay, well, they better tie it in, then.
They're tying it in with Guardians of the Galaxy. You don't know Guardians of the Galaxy, so you wouldn't know that, though.
I know. But, you know, this is a debate. It's just that people... The reason why we're getting the shit movies, it's the reason why...
I was going to say, that's a cutscene, too. I don't give a shit about the cutscene. I'm talking about the movie in general. Okay. That's like ending credit shit. Whatever. I don't give a fuck about stingers at the end of the credits or whatever. They don't really...
let's see, the reason why people, like, say, people kept seeing shit like Identity Theft, that made Melissa McCarthy a star. People made Wolverine money, and it looks complete shit to me.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, that's the thing about the X-Men movies I'm pissed off. It's just like, Hugh Jackman, people love him or whatever as Wolverine. Everyone's like, I honestly don't care about him as Wolverine. I think, personally, he wants to be Robert Downey Jr. of this series, and he's just not doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of tired. I'm already tired of seeing him now at this point.
Well, now they're in the sixth movie of him as Wolverine.
Exactly, whatever. And we're at the point now with an X-Men movie where First Class, that one was so goddamn good, and it didn't have to have him in it, except for a little side cameo where he showed up. And this movie focused on the team as one. Now it seems like they're going back to the old thing where it's another Wolverine. I'm like, goddamn, mm-hmm. How many fucking origin movies does he need to have or whatever? He's a star of it. He is not that interesting anymore.
No. And and you remember, Andrew, he hated The Butler, and that was a low movie. That was small movie. You did.
Oh. I didn't hate The Butler.
Well, you rip it enough that you hate it.
I hated aspects of it. I didn't hate the movie.
Well, yeah, and that's like the, like, there's like only two movies, I think, that this summer that was back to back in the box office, and that was one of them. And that's a joke right there.
Yeah. Everything else in the movie, I didn't mind. It was Forrest Whitaker's character that I hated.
Yeah, I see that.
As far as a black character, so I didn't rip that movie apart. I just made fun of it.
Yeah, but you remember, people go to pay this shit, and that's what spawns the sequel, spawns the remake, spawns the reboots.
I gave Pacific Rim the most shit out of anything, because that was the main one people was hyping up like it was going to be something. I was like,
that's been hyped up for a year.
Especially when it came out, people were just fucking constantly going on about it or whatever, and Leia was telling me in the review, like, he's never seen anything more like this done before, this is new, original, I'm tired of sequels and remakes and shit. I'm just like, looking at him like, this is what's gonna spawn fucking remakes and shit, like, this is the shit that you tell people to go see, that is some generic bullshit with characters that doesn't even matter or whatever, the main actor sucks the life out of the fucking movie, honestly. They're talking about, oh, we have this strong female character, and but the only reason she's strong is because she has two men telling her what the fuck to do. I mean, everything about this movie is the most generic, ordinary shit in it or whatever. It goes back to last week when someone asked us that question or whatever. Americans love fucking special effects, and when they see it on screen or whatever, it'll fucking blow their goddamn mind or whatever.
Yeah, it's, oh god. I mean, people just waste their money on shit. And yeah. People really need to, especially going into the Oscar season, and going into probably a good year next year, they need to, like, seriously, like, think about going to see a movie. Because
the thing is, it feels like people are just in contempt with it. It's just like, yeah, it's bad, but whatever. I liked it. It's just like, no, don't be in contempt with it, because then they're just going to keep making this shit. If you don't, it's like at these film festivals and shit like that. When you go to these festivals, right, you get a private screen, they give you a card, they ask you questions in the audience after the movie is over, right? Mm-hmm. They ask you, did you enjoy the movie or not or whatever? And people go, yeah, fuck yeah, I love the movie or whatever shit. It's like you kissing this director's ass, but you need to be telling them, hey, there's a reason why this showed at a film festival first before it was released in theater. It's because he wants to know your reactions to it. You tell them you love the fucking film. Spring Breakers, good fucking choice right there. People walked out of that goddamn thing at South by Southwest talking about, it was a great film, I loved it. Came out in theaters, it fucking shit.
Well, they kind of advertised it was going to be Selena Gomez was going to get naked in it.
Exactly. They would just say, oh, and it was the only two that didn't get naked in the fucking film.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, but people fucking came out of it loving the movie, but damn, we went on a rant here.
That was a good rant.
We should have made that a separate podcast. You know what? Me and you, we'll probably do something like, we'll do like an end of the year wrap where we just talk shit about the year.
There's enough to talk about. That could be like a 6-hour show. Jesus Christ.
Oh man, we could do something with that, but damn. That was a, wow, don't even get me started. Damn, that was a 40-minute rant.
We stopped the conversation about the movie about like an hour and 15 minutes, and we're almost at 2 hours.
Damn, who was that last am? Andrew, look what you did.
But Andrew made a good point, though.
Yeah, you made a good point, and you got an extra fucking 40-minute length show out of this or whatever, so you son of a bitch, you.
Andrew, you win.
Yeah, exactly, you win, and you called me Denzel Washington, so you definitely win.
I don't understand that. I don't understand how you're Denzel of podcast.
Well, he said I'm the Denzel of films, because he was like, you remember when that he was giving the black kids a harder time.
Oh.
And the white ones, well, he's saying, I give the bigger films a hard time.
So what does that make Lehu? Or me?
That makes him Boone. Not Boone. That makes him Yost.
And who am I?
You're Ryan Gosling.
Sweet.
Anyway, that's Throwback Tuesday, episode 17. Phenomenal one. WeSportsPodcast.com. You know where it is.
ZTheFanCritic.com. I hope you know where it's at. You better know where it's at.
Fucking better. Yeah. Bringing the hits. Bringing the hits and bringing the future. So there you go.
Later, guys.
Later.